Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Oh, for real? Houston, y'all gonna do me like that? That's how you gonna do me? You even think I'ma get on y'all? I'ma get on everybody. I'm getting on the process. I'm getting on Ben Simmons. I'm getting on myself. I'm getting on Spike Reed. Man, let's go, man.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, man. I deserve this song right about now, man. This song ain't even uplifting me right now. I'm so depressed right now. Listen. Yo, first of all, okay, I want to welcome everybody into the NBA playoffs, at Book TV, at the show, man. It's crazy. It's a Thursday. I apologize, man. I was back home. I was in the hood. I was doing everything, living my best life, ghetto fabulous, doing my thing. I was around Spike's hood in the D.C. area.
DMV.
Man, but yeah. Before I get started and get crazy and get all hot and bothered up in here, man, I want to kick it to my brother from another mother, man, Spike Reed. Seth Reed, what's good, boy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, man, we got a whole lot to get into today. Whole lot. Particularly, y'all saw what happened last week. I'm going to let my man take that, but we're going to get into a lot today. Just get prepared. Put your seatbelt on for this one.
Yeah, it's your boy, Evan T. Mack. And we're going to start this off a little bit different today. We're going to do this a letter grade segment where I pull up a topic. I kick the Spike. He gives me a letter grade. You know what I mean? Y'all know when y'all was in school, man, you got they smacked down that paper and you was hoping you got an A and you was feeling some type of way if you got an F. Well, I'm going to do the same thing when I bring these topics out. I'm going to have Spike give me his letter that I'm have him explain himself, and then we're gonna kind of go from there, because I'm telling you right now, man, I gotta come up with new topics to get me from stop going in on the Rockets for 45 minutes straight, because that's what I really wanted to do. I said I wanted to go on the Rockets for 45 minutes straight.
For sure we can do it.
But I will not do that, man. The people do not want us to do that, man. But listen, okay, first and foremost, let me get this out of the way. Let me give a letter grade on last episode of Game of Thrones, Spike, because everybody seemed to be hating on Game of Thrones. What y'all trying to say? This ain't got nothing to do with basketball. I don't care. Listen, this my favorite show of all time, and I'm tired of everybody hating on Game of Thrones, man. You give me your letter grade from Game of Thrones. Yeah, I swear that's a BU holding up right now. We gonna start this off real. We start off on the wrong foot already. Yo, man, what letter grade do you give Game of Thrones episode 5? I swear, man.
Listen, man. It gotta be a B. But listen.
Go ahead, man.
Compared to what I've been hearing from people, if people was in there, they'd be giving it an F, giving it a D. I'm giving it a B. I'm giving it a B for a series of different reasons, right? First of all, let me start off with this complaining that everybody's doing about
why
each
you going
episode.
In and hold up this A. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, keep going.
They have got to stop. Stop with the complaining and nitpicking on every single thing of this episode. Enough. I've had enough. The reason why I'm giving it a B, because even before I go into that, the episode was fire. Let's start there. No pun intended. That episode was fire. Let's start right there. The reason why I'm giving it a B is because of one reason. One reason only. Cersei's death.
I knew you were going to say that.
The only reason. Outside of that, it was fire. I love what they did with Danny. Everyone else hates it. I saw it coming. Anybody who really watched the show,
that's why a lot of people hate me, because they don't even. Y'all been missing the arc the whole time. They've been telling you the whole time that's going on.
You gotta understand. These are people that don't really watch shows the way that we watch it. These are people that don't watch movies the way we watch it.
I rest my case.
The casuals, a bunch of casuals.
A fair grade is a B. I give it an A because I have no objectivity. It's my favorite show of all time. I don't give a damn what they can do. They can kill a whole 400 black people in the opening scene. I'm like, hey, plus. But you had a fair letter grade. But Game of Thrones, honest assessment, A and a B, that's a pretty good average, man. I can't stand y'all here talking about 40,000 people signed a petition to redo the season. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Hey, listen, y'all, petitions don't work like that. You can't just sign a petition and things happen. Who told y'all this, man?
They're going to sign a petition. They're going to do 55 more days for the Battle of Winterfell. They're going to get all them extras again. To do what?
Spike Reed. Listen, y'all, newsflash, petitions don't work like this, man. Yo, Spike, you know what? I'm gonna get a petition right now and say I get $1 million and 4,000 people sign it. Give me $1 million. Since I signed a petition, it's gonna work, right?
Man, if you got a petition,
Let's do that, Spike. As soon as we leave this place, right. I'm going to get a petition. Yep. You get a mail, I get a mail, because we get enough signatures.
Listen, I want every single one of my followers, every single one of Max followers, I want y'all to sign it. We're going to make it happen. Petition signed, both me and him get a mail. We're going to split it right down the middle.
Man,
make
it happen. We're going to move on, man. Next letter grade, I want you to grade the performance of that bum Ben Simmons and Joe LMB. Give me a letter grade of the process and that beige wonder. It's Ben Simmons. And don't bring any East Coast ties into this, man. Right,
I'm going to separate heart from it.
Please.
I'm
going to
separate heart from it. I'm talking from the mind.
Oh, that's very objective.
This is what I'm going to say. But the reason why is because you asked for two different people, right? So you asked for...
It's them together. Yeah, exactly.
So it's together. Because the thing is, it's funny that you say Ben Simmons being the one that was a bum.
Bum!
Ben Simmons... In that series in particular, towards the end.
Poop!
Towards the end. At the very beginning, Ben Simmons wasn't doing nothing. I'll give you that. I'll say that 100%.
Nothing!
They moved him out the paint, and he was pretty much invisible. When Ben Simmons is out of the paint,
he was the hollow man. He was Kevin Bacon. Oh, man, yo, listen. I got a new engineer in the booth, man. DJ on the tracks, man. He's setting it up right here. I feel like I'm in an episode of Three Stooges. Spike Reed, yeah, he was the hollow man. He was Mr. Invisible.
But
who else is invisible?
But that vision. I'm tired of you disrespecting the vision. Come on, man. You Thanos out here.
You're talking about the character vision from Marvel Avengers.
That's the way you act. You act like Thanos. You over here taking the Mind Stone out of his hand because you ignoring Ben Simmons' vision.
Ben Simmons'
vision is insane.
So just like the Avengers in Endgame, did they need vision to win? All right, then. That's how I got him.
Touche.
I got it.
Touche.
So you gave him a C.
Listen, I gave him a C. Then you got Embiid. The first two, game five and six. That was the ones where Embiid had 11 points one game, 13 points the other game. Towards the end of the game. But again, he's sick, man.
Hey, listen, I gave a D, and that was hard for me to do. I was reaching for that F.
A D? I just looked at that. Oh, nah, see? Nah, man.
The D is so... This is fair. Somebody got to be objective on this show.
That's a D for disrespect. That's what that is. That's disrespect of the highest order, man. Hey, yo,
I'm sorry, bro.
Yo, man, you got to stop, man.
I cannot.
You got Come on, man. I get it. We got to entertain the people, but you got to stop. You got to stop.
This is not entertainment.
You're going to give him a D.
Spike,
a D.
I had a tummy ache last week, man. You know what I did? I still strapped it up, went on the airplane, flew back home, man. I took the L, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I had a tum-tum ache too, man.
But you wasn't trying to guard Kawhi.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, and yeah, that last shot, I mean, let that last shot happen to you.
Oh, yeah, but all jokes aside, while we're on the subject, I don't ever judge, in all seriousness, y'all know this is a fun segment, but in all seriousness, everybody out there is clowning anybody, any basketball player, any athlete, any person that cries after they lose a game. Y'all don't know, y'all have never cared about a sport that much.
They never cared or played.
Y'all never cared or played.
Bunch of non-athletes.
That's real passion, fam. That is the definition of passion.
Yep, bunch of non-athletes. The only time that I found it amusing ever when a player cried was when KD got the brakes beat off of him by King James in 2012.
That's totally
different. That's the only time laughed my ass off. That was hilarious.
I did laugh when Kobe was up on the press conference thing, but that's a different topic. That's when I was rolling when a player cried. I was rolling, bro. I said, bro, don't be getting up there crying now. He wasn't crying in Denver, but that's neither here nor there. Now, I don't want the LA fans to come and burn my apartment down, but that's when I was rolling. So now, before I'm going to move on, man, grade the comments of one Aisha Curry. Yeah.
That was quick.
You know what?
That was quick.
I don't even whip you.
Yeah, that's
bang.
That's pretty quick. Yeah.
That is the most. Can we just hold this F for the rest of the show? That's an F.
What are they saying? Love and basketball. She said, look, can I hold it? Can I hold it up there? Let's go and hold this up here right there.
Listen, man, this basketball related, man. One of the greatest marksmen, one of the greatest sharpshooters of all time. I'm talking about he Hawkeye, he Deadshot, he Bullseye combined. My goodness gracious. And you know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You say you mad at some dudes ain't hollering at you?
Your husband is probably the best shooter of all time, three-time champion, probably fourth, and you mad because some guy that works at Foot Locker don't want to look at you an extra second. And shout out to Foot Locker. Ain't nothing about that. But the fact of the matter is, you working at Foot Locker, you ain't Steph Curry. At the end of the day, you ain't Steph Curry. So
you know how many people ain't Steph Curry?
As a matter of fact, I can almost say every dude that works at Foot Locker and other places doesn't holler at Aisha Curry off the strength. They know they ain't Steph Curry.
Number one. Number two, and listen, a lot of dudes could be scumbags. Let me tell you something right now. They probably live around Oracle area. How many dudes want to mess that up? Don't nobody want to mess up Steph Curry's flow if they live around the area? Listen, everybody's like, you don't understand what she was saying. Yes, I do. I know when somebody gets in a certain status, they think they can say whatever they want to say. And Steph Curry defending his wife. What else he supposed to do?
Yeah, what's
Steph Curry comes up and defends his, what's he supposed to do? Not defend his wife?
Cold part about it is Aisha, in a weird way, she kind of helped out. Because Steph was, up until that game six, Steph was, you want to talk about invisible.
He is nuclear right now.
He was invisible.
Man, never underestimate the power of the domestic disputes, man. Because that dude is nuclear right now.
Aisha, and to a degree, I kind of see what Aisha's doing. Aisha was like, she did like the good wife thing. Aisha took all the heat off of Steph being garbage to focus on her complaining about dudes not hollering.
Yeah, real talk.
So I get it. So in a weird way, shout out to Aisha for that.
Yeah, that was a grand. If that was like a grand scheme, like a Christopher Nolan type twist, man, she got me.
She had me.
Fool. That felt like the Prestige. That felt like Inception. She okie doke me, man. But anyways,
M. Night Aisha.
Yeah, that was M. Night Aisha Curry, man. But listen, man, I swear, man. Yeah. F still for that performance. It's terrible comments.
If it could go to Z, if I had Z right here, bro, it'd be Z.
I went F because that's what I mean. I used to take them L's when I was in high school when I was slacking a little bit, man. So that F just always feels sometimes. When I throw the F up, I felt bad throwing the F up. But I had to do it.
Come on, Aisha.
But listen, okay, man, I'm going to move on. And before I do, man, everybody have the buzz. Please, all you guys, please, thank you for liking and subscribing. Thank you for helping us be the ESPN TV Talk. We really appreciate y'all,
absolutely,
man. Comment, like, subscribe, 5-star, thumbs up, man. Nothing else, nothing less. Please, I appreciate all of y'all, man. Appreciate y'all watching every show. Please subscribe to everything at the Buzz TV. With that being said, yes, I want you to grade the collapse of the Houston Rockets.
Man, I asked for a Z. I wish we ain't got one right here. So
you know what?
You know, this is the F, but we can just get it like this and then make it a Z somehow. Yeah. This is an F. Matter of fact, let me see yours real quick. This is what that is.
Yep.
This is what they get. They get the lowest possible grade that you can get ever. The Houston Rockets, I am so sick. I'm sick to my stomach. As much as I love them, as much as, you know, just off a member of the beard community, James Harden.
Beard gang,
the
for real.
Beard God.
Beard gang, strong.
Mm, you let all of us down. Mm. All of us down. You let down me. You let down Aquaman. You let down Tormund. You
meant
that.
Oh, you name it like the big beard people. Oh, you name it like some Santa Claus.
Every single
Jesus had a beard, didn't
Jesus
he?
Jesus
had a beard.
Let down Jesus. James Harden let down Jesus. That's it. That's it. Like, when you let down Jesus, that's saying a lot.
The beard gang is strong.
I almost shaved mine. That's how bad it was. James Harden, I'm so sick of James Harden. This is now the fourth or fifth year. Fifth year. James Harden has collapsed. Collapsed. See, here's the thing. The Rockets, they were in a position where KD happened, right? KD happened. So everyone in everyone's mind is like, all right, you know, KD's in there. The Warriors are absolutely ridiculous. They're unbeatable. But KD went down. You know what that was, man? When KD went down, that was God saying,
the Lord,
you know what?
Jesus
he
himself.
He said, I'm sick of seeing the Warriors win.
Period.
God himself said, I'm tired of Golden State winning. Here y'all go.
That's it.
KD went out. Game six, that was their game to win. James Harden, you averaged 36 points this whole season.
So was game five, fam. They should have won game five when KD went out in the middle of the game.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. I meant game five. I meant game five, not game six. Yeah, because they didn't go to game seven. So, yeah, absolutely. Game five is what I meant. My bad. So, game five, that's when God said, yo, you know what? KD, you're done. Rockets, here's your chance. James Harden, MVP, probably two-time MVP, 36 points a game. This is your opportunity to go ahead, lead this team. What did he do? Absolutely nothing. I'm not taking away from the fact that Chris Paul ain't do nothing that game. I'm not talking about Clint Capella talking about something. We want the Warriors, and he ain't do nothing. I ain't talking about that.
You want to talk about disqualified from speaking ever again? You, Clint Capella. You let Draymond Paul. Y'all need to stop understanding somebody saying, like, man, Draymond ain't really. Listen, I was so hyped I was so annoyed when I was doing this. I went on Merriam-Webster, man. You know the last time I went on Merriam-Webster's, man? I like to act like I'm smart and I know everything about everything, man. Sure. I want to admit, let's fraudulent is an adjective, right?
Yep.
Unjustified, be claiming or being credited with particular accomplishments or qualities.
Mm.
Dishonest, cheating, swindling, corrupt, criminal, illegal, unlawful, illicit, against the law.
Wow.
That's what fraudulent means. Obtained, done by, or involving deception, especially criminal deception.
And James Harden's picture had to be right next
bro,
to
I'm
it.
Bro, I'm telling you, it was had right there. Be. It was just a beard. It was just a beard and an Adidas symbol. Man, I cannot stand
fraudulent.
The juice. I have never, let me, I'm going to tell you what I, because I'm going to use this platform to the best of my ability right now. I'm looking at this camera right now. That's it for y'all. I just want to let y'all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all still got 3 years on that Chris Paul contract worth over 100 and some change.
Yeah.
Y'all are, that's it. Yep. That's it.
To be completely honest, the only option, and it's not far-fetched, but it'll sound far-fetched. The only option that the Houston Rockets have is Daryl Morey needs to pick up the phone. He needs to call up Rambis or whoever, Genie Bus, whoever's running the Lakers right now, and you need to say, hey, listen, we will give you anyone not named James Harden and Chris Paul for LeBron James.
Period.
Because they keep talking about LeBron, talking about trading LeBron. Oh, you know what? As stupid as that may be for the Lakers as a LeBron fan, oh, yeah, get him out of here. Get him out of this joke of an organization.
Why not? I'm from PA. Why not?
Get him out of this joke of an organization. Why doesn't Daryl Morey for the Rockets call up and say, hey, listen, we will give you anybody for LeBron James? Because at that point, at least they will have a shot. Because the thing is, it helps each other. The Rockets picking up LeBron helps LeBron get up from underneath this terrible fan base.
Sold.
And LeBron will help the Rockets get over their Golden State PTSD.
I'm telling you right now, listen, y'all Rockets are solicitors. James Harden, almost my second favorite player of all time. The game's tight, man. One of the smoothest, cold-bloodedest, most spectacular games I've ever seen in my entire life.
For sure.
This is my thing on a serious note. All jokes aside, let me tell y'all something. When y'all run that ISO ball, what ISO ball does, respectively to a smart team and they're a well-coached team, or a discipline team, what you do is you stop the movement of the basketball. So when James Harden, when the ball is in the middle of the court and it's at the top of the key, you have guys spread out. Oh, we're spreading the guys out, but also that makes defenders stationary.
Mm.
They don't have to move. They don't have to worry about cuts. They don't worry about back screens, flare screens, down screens. Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about anything. Once they cut off the pick and roll, it's over. If y'all listen, I hate that this happens because I watch basketball just like they watch basketball. How do you think that's a good option? When you're getting the ball in the hole by taking them off the dribble because they weren't expecting you to do that, you keep running ISO ball when they just keep spreading out and then they suck in. They spread out and they suck in. That's why Giannis is going to have a little bit of trouble.
Yep.
He might be able to overcome it with his marksman, but I'm trying to say is when you do this style of basketball, which I hate, by the way, I hate the no movement. I like James Harden breaking people down, but I hate the no movement.
I hate the no movement. D'Antoni.
Because they're stationary. And when they're stationary, they can't do anything with that. And what happens when you don't hit threes? That's when that thing gets exposed.
What was it last year? 27 missed threes in game seven.
Yep.
And I mean, the fact of the matter that last year we could even say game seven. This year there's no game seven.
No.
There was no game seven. You had two opportunities, which you should have won. You lost on your home court? You lost on your home court? And no, oh Lord Jesus. But I mean, since you're saying no KD, now I don't know if this is a good transition to the next thing. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, yo, you playing the Warriors without KD. Look at the Warriors without KD.
We gonna get on that before we wrap this show up. We gonna talk about that.
Oh my
because
God.
That's something I don't care what anybody said. We talking about that. I'm gonna say that for last. That's
for
a nice
sure.
little tidbit.
Sure.
Shout out to Jenna. What's going on, Boo? Charlene, what's good? Star Drew was really good.
Jenna, what
up? Yeah, Jenna was good. And let me move on to these actual playoffs. Now we're in the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm.
We have the Bucks going against the Raptors, and we have the Golden State Warriors going against the Portland Trailblazers. Not as big a surprise as people think when you think about the fraudulent Houston Rockets.
Disgusting.
I'm just not gonna change the way we play. I know it ain't working, but I'm just this is what got us here. I'm like, that philosophy has to stop.
D'Antoni, man, definition of insanity.
Because the thing about it is, for example, Boo knows her. When I was on the show talking about if he doesn't change up his game plan, the Celtics are gonna beat the Bucks. And what's he do? Instead of having Giannis starting to post for the rest of the series, he had him being point guard. guard and taking Horford off the dribble. Totally changed the series because Horford, he realized, this is what I call a coaching adjustment. This is why Boone knows one of the best coaches in basketball. He's like, oh, he can't take him off. He can take him off the dribble. And now I have to put Horford in these moves. His defense is going to be limited because in the post, he can't hang with him. Totally changed the series.
Simple. Very simple.
4-1.
Very simple.
Very simple switch, but he changed. He didn't go, I'm going to keep him in the post. I'm going to keep doing what we're doing. And this is how we do that. And I'm going to do it because I want to do it. And I do it.
Dan Tony. That's Dan Tony right there.
So let's get to the Western Conference Finals. The Trailblazers versus the Warriors. They're playing tonight. Trailblazers have any hope of winning this series. They got to at least show me they can play a little bit tonight instead of getting the bricks beat off them. And much as I hate that nickname, the Splash Brothers. It's the stupidest name I've ever heard in my life. These boys can shoot. They can shoot. You know what, Miss Curry? I take it all back. You need to come out here and say some more crazy stuff.
She done bullied him into playing well. She done made us bully Steph into playing well.
Y'all done made him. Y'all done. You never trust. Don't test the light skinnedness. You see? You gotta let them chill. Don't let them know they have superpowers. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, Jesus. You know what I mean? They're like.
You ain't lying.
You don't let them know they have ability. You don't let them know their potential. Don't let a light-skinned brother know he's powerful. Don't let him know he has all the strengths of a Negro, but all the advantages of a white person.
Man, you ain't lying.
Right. It's like Blade, man.
Man, pass out a little offering cup. Let me give you 10 on that one.
Fam, they're like the Daywalker. Man. They got all the vampire strengths and none of the weaknesses. And when they find this out.
Yeah.
They start torching. They start tickling the twine, man. Shout out to Dick Vitale, man. They start tickling the twine. Spike Reed, we got the Warriors. The Warriors beat the Brakes.
Oh, my God.
The Brakes.
A Kevin Durant-less Warriors. Let me just say. A lot of people like to pretend. I get it. I get that we like to pretend, and I'm not about to go into this long thing about how what LeBron did and what KD did was different, because that's common sense. But a lot of y'all pretend like you don't have that common sense.
Can we please?
A lot of y'all pretend like y'all don't have that common sense. So at least now, let this be the evidence right here, the irrefutable evidence right here, that the Warriors never needed KD. This solidifies even more why he had the weakest move of a superstar in any sports history, not just NBA history, any sport. At the end of the day, Kevin Durant had no business being on the Warriors. And the show's right here. The Warriors, if you want to get technical, with the exception of Iggy and Sean Livingston, their whole bench is different than when they won the 73-9 win team. Whole bench is different.
And one can argue they have no bench.
Yeah.
I'll argue they have no bench. Their bench is mediocre to be kind. Fam,
at best,
they're going seven. Yeah. So Iggy and Sean is their guys. So like go ahead, man. I can't even explain what's going on here.
They got that, right? So they're going seven, and they still washing teams. This is the Western Conference. This isn't the first round. This isn't just some bum team in the first round. They are washing Portland. This is the same Portland that got Dame Lillard, who was cooked. Dame Lillard hit that shot on Paul George that made Paul George delete his, turn off the comments on his Instagram talking about some unfinished business. Dame Lillard made Paul George change Instagram posts from a year ago. This same Dame Lillard is getting torched by a Kevin Durant-less Golden State Warriors.
They're playing them.
I'm so sick of these.
They're playing them really, really, really well. I like the way they're doing it because I think the best backcourt in basketball is this backcourt in Portland. And the thing is, that's what's so great about this series. Now we can see who is the best backcourt in the NBA.
It's pretty evident.
Ever right now it is, man, because I don't argue with numbers. I know people out there don't act like numbers matter until it's against somebody they like or when I make my case that LeBron James is the best basketball player to ever live in any area. Error. We can't argue errors. I can argue errors. I will argue errors.
100%
to the day
errors.
I die. When Iverson got into the league is when the NBA got great. As far as talent.
For sure.
From Iverson on, or Shaq on, or whatever the hell you want to talk about, Grant Hill on is when NBA was on another level and nobody in the other could touch him.
For sure.
Now, I don't care what anybody says. But everyone gets mad at me, but that's Jordan's in that. He's still in that, right? So it's like 95 to now. Untouchable.
One of the things that people like to consistently forget about during Jordan's era, there was six expansion teams. Four of the six was in the Eastern Conference. four of the six expansion teams in the Eastern Conference. So that is extremely accurate when you say that Ron Iverson came in. Iverson came in 96.
Yep.
So that's super accurate to say that that's when the NBA became the NBA.
That's what I say to anybody. As far as like the greatest talent you will ever see in your life.
For sure.
So what I'm trying to say is everyone acts like numbers don't matter when I'm talking about LeBron James being the greatest basketball player ever. See, numbers don't matter.
That's only time when it comes to it, though.
Yeah, so
only when LeBron.
Only when LeBron's in conversation
comes up.
And then the numbers they talk about, rings. Okay, now rings matter. No one ever talked about rings until LeBron James started getting good.
Take it even a step further. You want to talk about rings. Why don't you say to him, Bill Russell, he has more rings.
He got 97 rings.
Here's the thing. You tell him that he got the 11 rings, right? First thing they say, the errors.
They was on 18.
The errors.
Boom.
So errors apply when it's convenient. But when it doesn't, then you can't argue errors. I ain't trying to hear none of that, man.
So what I'm trying to say about the numbers is the numbers right now are saying that the best backcourt in the basketball is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Sure.
It's one game. This game is very, 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 very important to the Portland Trailblazers. The Portland Trailblazers are a very well-coached team. I like the way they play basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't know how to defend Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. They see them enough. I just get a little tired of teams acting like they don't know how to defend. And if you see something working from another team, you can incorporate it.
Same thing. Look at game six. The only thing Houston did right was in game six in the first half when they held Steph to 0 points because they doubled him. Simple. Portland can easily do that. I mean, yes, granted, Steph can't pass and you take your risk. I'd rather double Steph and let Draymond with that shot that he has shooting a three.
Yeah, because
what it says, Draymond looks like he looks like he has a backpack on when he shoots. I'll let backpack Draymond shoot a three before I let Steph shoot a one-on-one three. I'm good on that.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Shout out to the DJ, man. If y'all seeing this graphic, man, in first half against those Rockets, and I'm telling you, this is during the Aisha Curry nonsense. Second half, 33-9-15, 60% four for nine from 3-point line. Listen, Steph Curry is nuclear, and I always tell these cats out here that act like Steph Curry is soft and he couldn't play in the era of back in the day. So what you're trying to tell me is the marksman that could shoot from 30 feet couldn't play because everyone was tougher back then. They couldn't touch him because he'd be shooting 35 feet.
I'm so sick of this 90s, this 90s tough myth.
I'm
sick of it. People like to say, LeBron wouldn't last in the 90s.
You know why? Because
the Bad Boys Pistons. You know LeBron James weighed more than every member of the Bad Boy Pistons.
You know LeBron James bigger than Bill Russell, who plays center? See, that's why I can't. I don't want to get it. I'm getting way off track. See, it's crazy. So we got the Portland Trail Blazers, bro. I'm telling you, if I get on that, bro, I swear.
We'll be here all night. I'll be right there with you.
They mess around giving me a platform to talk basketball with you, man. It's a problem. Anyway, they mess around. I'm waiting for the lights to go off.
We're going to make a whole segment about why the King is the greatest of all time. It's going to be one of the segments.
And we're going to be doing that towards the end of this season when it gets wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
And so right now it's 1-0. They're playing tonight. They're playing in a little bit. Who do you think wins this game? And then moving forward, we'll just predict the next two games because we'll be here next week. So just who wins this game and then who wins the game back in Portland?
This game is going to be Golden State for sure. It's probably not even going to be close. In Portland, I'm going Golden State with that one. And the reason why I'm going Golden State is because not just necessarily because of Dame, because the team comes and goes with Dame. Like even when Dame is off, CJ McCollum, he'll ball out. He does. And he was the sole reason why they won against Denver.
Better believe it.
For sure. Dame got to become Dame. He's been. I don't know who he is right now. He's not Dame. So he has to become the Dame that we know in that first series against OKC.
He doesn't deal with the trap well. If you trap him well enough, if you get the trap there early, out way out by close to the half court line, he doesn't deal with the trap well. I just want y'all to understand something, man. Watch basketball, man. It's very simple stuff.
Yep.
If I know it, he knows it. He's a smart player. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
Yep.
He doesn't deal with the trap well. They trapped him pretty well. This is one thing that I don't think they pay enough attention to because they don't think it's a real thing. Bro, fatigue is a real thing, fam.
we learned that with this Bucks and Raptors game yesterday.
Fam, fatigue is real, fam.
Kawhi Leonard. And by the way, listen, just get used to it. Get used to me bringing LeBron James in conversation because he's the GOAT. Get used to it. But let me just tell you this. The reason why LeBron James is so special is LeBron be playing 45, 46, 47 minutes, just killing, right? Kawhi Leonard was fatigued last night, and he was asked to play 40 minutes. because he's used to playing something around 35, something like that. So it just goes to show, it's just a testament to how great LeBron is. LeBron James would be playing 40, like, sometimes legitimately, especially if they're going to overtime, LeBron's looking at like 49, easy, you know, 50 minutes if they're going to OT. LeBron is always consistently playing that. Kawhi Leonard last night, he looked gassed. That's part of why they lost, and he played 40 minutes.
And I love that, though, man. That's a good segue into the next game, the Eastern Conference Final, the Bucks versus the Raptors, who they had. The Bucks did the rights, but I'm telling you, they made the mistake when they didn't set Kawhi in the end of the third.
There was just one thing I had to say. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, the spirit hit me. You know what I'm saying? The spirit hit me. I had to say it. About the Portland Golden State.
Take
right?
the floor.
I had to say it. Listen, man. Rodney Hood. Oh boy.
Listen. Yeah, you know what?
Rodney Hood.
Bruh.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you something, Rodney. I went crazy. Let me tell you something,
Rodney. When he dropped that third.
You have the nerve, the sheer audacity, the unmitigated gall. I can't believe when you was in Cleveland last year, when LeBron James was playing the Warriors, dropping 51 points, you was invisible.
Invisible.
You was nowhere to be found. And what was the main reason that they said? Because he's afraid of the big stage, because he's playing with LeBron. That was the excuse that they gave. He's playing with LeBron. He's afraid of the big stages in the finals. You dropped, I want to say 5 points. I want to say it's about 5 points in that first game one. You have the nerve to cook? You have the nerve to cook in
How
that last
How dare you cook? You are not allowed to be in the kitchen. You know, so when your mama, when you walked in the kitchen, she was cooking. Boy, get up out of here, man. You don't belong in this damn kitchen.
You go sit in the family room. You go play some video games, read a book or something. Hey, you ain't cooking nothing.
What I tell you, I call you when you need to do the dishes, Rodney Hood.
Sit down,
get
Rodney.
Get the hell out of the kitchen. He got a name of like a young black kid that did something wrong. Sit down, Rodney.
Rodney? You got some nerve to start cooking in the game. Not after what you did last year in the finals. Not the playoffs, not just the finals. Every single Rodney Hood,
I swear on my life, when he went off, I went on Facebook, I was like, oh, for real?
Rodney Hood.
That's all I put.
You got some nerve, boy. I'm so sick of you, Rodney.
So I'm so tired of you showing up now, bro. So, like, if you better show up this whole series when it really matters, when you're going to get the Warriors, matters.
Better drop 25 tonight. Rodney Hood, they're about to play. Rodney Hood, you better drop 25 tonight.
Man,
you better
drop 25. I cannot stand these fraudulent NBA players. See, that's the Rodney Hood I was telling everybody about last year. Made me look like a fool. Man, I swear, me like a. We only got 12 minutes left. Hold on. But listen.
I spent every single one of those 12 on Rodney Hood.
Bro, I could. I'm telling you, I got to move it along. I got to move. Trust me, once I get through this last game, we're going to double back.
Actually, what you're about to say next goes right into what I was going to say next. You know why? Let me segue to you about the Raptors and Bucks. You know who else? George Hill.
Oh, you got some nerves. Oh my, I said, they were like, George Hill's production. I was like,
really?
Oh.
What was that production on that last free throw? Game one, LeBron's 51 points. Where was that production on that, George? I'm so sick, man.
Y'all got some of them. Oh, boy, I swear, man. Listen, man. Shout out to Chris.
My bad, man.
Shout out to Chris in the chat. Shout out to Bosa in the chat. Listen, we going off the rails, man. Listen, I told y'all it's going to be crazy. I'm trying to stay on task. But so much things that made me mad in 7 days, man. 7 days. That's all it took, man. Like the ring. 7 days and I'm dead. We got Kawhi Leonard still leading the entire playoffs with 413 points for whatever that's worth. Mm. 400. He's been the workhorse, but fatigue. I ain't trying to hear nothing about no fatigue.
Nope.
I love Kawhi Leonard. He's back to being the best two-way player in basketball, and that's another notion. I don't give a damn if players don't play 82 games. The reason why these cats back in the day didn't play as long as these guys do now because they were dumb. I'm sorry, y'all were stupid. Y'all play 82 game season. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. If someone say you want to take a break, I'll take a break. Cool. So Kawhi Leonard's taking a break, and you see it's paying off dividends.
For sure.
Without Kawhi Leonard, 413 points, they wouldn't be anywhere.
Oh no. No,
so, so what I'm trying to say is, but with that being said, losing to the Bucks 108-100, it fell off the rails when they did not rest him. He played this huge stretch from the third quarter. They should have let him with the four minutes left. They had a lead up by like 5 points. They should have sat him because you know, get the commercial break, you get that timeout, it'd have been like roughly almost 10 minutes. He would have got the rest.
For sure.
So what you do is you play him the whole third. He's exhausted. You only sit him like 3 minutes in the fourth. He goes out. He had nothing left in the tank.
He had no gas. You can see it.
He had no gas.
He had no lift on his jumper.
People don't know about real fatigue, fam. No. Real fatigue when you legitimately cannot go.
When you can barely lift your arms, that's when, and you can tell. You can tell this is what Kawhi is doing. Anytime he gives 100% effort on defense in general, like he couldn't do it. And I'm looking at him like, oh no, he's gas. He's legitimately gas. There's nothing he can do about that. So.
They have an amazing game plan against Giannis. That 24 he dropped, whatever was to me was in 14 rebound. That wasn't much to me. That wasn't that's not.
What
much.
Do you have 3 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
right?
Like stop. Like yeah, so I like what they're doing. If the Bucks hit their shots, it will be a wall. They will wash them. If they hit their jump shots, I've never seen Chris Middleton take a layup, so I don't know if he can do that yet. He can shoot really well though.
You know what?
Brogdon's back.
You know one thing that I've started doing is. I've started to apply, and this includes for this game in particular, I've started to apply the nonsensical way that people start judging LeBron to everybody. So what I mean by that is last night, Brooke Lopez was clearly the one who won that game for Milwaukee, right?
You know how I purposely didn't bring this up because because the stuff I was hearing on Face Twit and Twit Chat and Snap Feed and whatever else these young millennials are on talking about. The Lakers made a mistake giving up Brook. I said, oh, see, you know, man, bro, y'all really gonna have me come on this show and lose my mind.
But even before that, like,
they did the what?
Yeah, no, it's crazy, but it's the thing. even before that, the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm applying that same logic that the nonsense they apply to LeBron, right? So by that logic, nonsense. Because Brook Lopez went off last night, by that logic, Brook Lopez saved Kawhi's legacy.
Exactly. See, by that's the logic you go.
That's what they do with LeBron. When a teammate plays well, then they save LeBron's legacy.
So Giannis's legacy has been saved by Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I said Kawhi.
They know what you're talking about. Yeah. He has saved the legacy of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yep. Even though he's been carrying, even though in the entire Celtics series he had 25 points or 27 points.
Don't matter.
I don't want to discredit you. 27 points. Yep. 27 points in five games.
Doesn't matter.
That 29 last night.
Don't matter.
Now it went from him being straight doo-doo, straight poop emoji, straight trash, straight garbage. Garbage, that thing that just took out 6 o'clock in the morning, waking me up today, trash. He went from that to becoming, the Lakers should have kept him?
Mm.
No, hell no, they shouldn't have kept him. DJ, for real, like you don't, no. And the thing about it is, I rock with Brook Lopez, but when y'all go off the rails, man, when y'all go off the rails, like for example, when everybody say, Evan, why don't you like the Migos? Say, I do. And so y'all start comparing it to Tupac. And then I got to be like, oh, hold on. Wait a minute. See, now I got to start hating. Like, I like Brook Lopez, man. Yeah. But when you start comparing it to LeBron James, listen.
Start saying foolishness. Yeah, literally, yeah, yeah.
Jesus on vacation is what I call LeBron James.
Facts.
LeBron Jesus on vacation. Like, I'm just saying.
Amen.
And so you make me act like I don't like Offset. I love Offset. He's like my guilty pleasure, man. I love Offset. Yeah. Then when y'all compare him to Tupac and Biggie and Mos Def.
Kids, man. And it's kids that same thing applies to basketball.
Same thing applies to basketball.
Kids.
Bananas.
Kids.
But I mean, like pandemonium. So we got the Bucks. They did what they were supposed to do. I think the Raptors are definitely in this. But if this fatigue thing is not like if this is a trend and not a blip, that's a different story.
Yeah.
If he's like, if he's hitting the wall now, they're getting swept.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. If Kawhi he doesn't come out this next game with any type of energy like he did, because I mean, again, the Sixers thing was a 7-game series, literally came down to one shot. So if he got to go anywhere near that with this series, it's over. And when he does, he's going to fly right to LA.
I hope so, but I see him being a Clipper with all that cap space.
Hey, Mike. I mean, yeah, he might. I mean, LA one way or another.
Because the thing about it is everyone likes to blame my guy, but my guy is not the reason why that Lakers see what's starting to come to light finally are people starting to realize the franchise is dysfunctional.
Oh, for sure.
It took people, because LeBron's always a scapegoat. LeBron's a scapegoat in Cleveland, LeBron's a scapegoat in Miami, LeBron's a scapegoat as soon as he came out the womb. The doctor blamed him for the hospital, like losing power. Yeah, so, like, never mind the brother opened up schools. Never mind he succeeded in doing things well, never in trouble, never messing around with his wife, never called on TMZ. Never mind that.
He made the decision. That's all that man. He made the decision. Yeah. Even though he gave the money to a bunch of charities.
He gave 100% to Boys and Girl Club. Never mind, he got Barack Obama on speed dial for never mind.
mind. Never mind. Never mind all of that.
All LeBron's fault.
All LeBron's fault. So people are realizing that dysfunctional whack organization that is the Lakers. I'm sorry. Y'all anointing Jeannie Buss, and she only got that job because she had a father, God rest his soul, that gave her this position. Doesn't mean she knows anything about how to run the nuances of basketball. Palenka, trash. All trash, all garbage. Magic Johnson, if you drive out Magic Johnson, your organization is trash.
Trash.
Because there is, I guarantee you, as God is my witness, no one loves the Lakers more than Magic Johnson.
For sure.
And he left.
And he left.
What's that tell you?
He left with the greatest player of all time. He left with LeBron James. That tells you a lot. That tells you that's the worst organization ever.
Ever. And they're making a strong case to mess with your boy up in New York. The New York Knicks organization, which is... Isn't that crazy? The two hollow franchises, probably the worst in basketball.
The worst ones ever. And you know, it's funny that you brought up the Knicks real quick. Yo, first of all, shout out to G, right? I talked to G earlier today, right?
What up, G?
G, New York Knicks fans for life, right? Some of the most... They was mad. They was all mad.
Oh, we got time to talk about the draft, too. You want to talk about the draft?
I do. Perfect timing. They was mad because they didn't get Zion, right? Let's just be real here. Do y'all deserve Zion?
Do you really?
The answer is no. The answer is no. The answer is no. The reason why y'all don't.
Really,
the reason why the Knicks
really
fans. They don't deserve Zion. You know why? It's not just G. It's a couple other Knicks fans, including I saw Michael Rapaport talking about it, right? They have. Here's the thing. Check this out. The Knicks have been garbage for God knows how long,
right?
They have the opportunity to maybe get Kyrie. You know what they said? You know what G said? You know what Michael Rapaport said? Hmm. We don't want him.
You don't want him. You don't want who? Kyrie Irving?
You have been the laughing stock of the NBA since probably 2008. And you have the nerve to say that you don't want a future Hall of Famer and NBA champion in Kyrie. Like, I just, you are trash, but you picky? How'd that work? How you trash and picky?
You listen, by definition, you know, it's that age-old adage, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Can't be choosers.
I know you guys don't think you're beggars because someone has convinced you you're the sports mecca and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that came from way back in the day, and you guys have 70s. Taken. Yeah, and it really is ingrained, and all the great concerts are there, and I've been there. It's a great venue. It's amazing. It's spectacular. Oh, it's the Big Apple.
Yeah.
But y'all are trash.
Ain't won a championship. What was it 71, I believe? 73, something like that.
95% of the people that talk about the Knicks on air have not witnessed their championship.
No, some weren't even born. I'm keeping a buck. Some weren't even born. So then you sit there and you talk about, all right, so like there's this whole thing that they're just guaranteed to get Kyrie and KD. Why? What about New York makes you think, the Knicks in particular, makes you think that that's going to happen for y'all? Y'all don't deserve it.
They might get him. But y'all still got to win.
Yeah, they're acting like that's a guarantee
and with all due respect to Kyrie got to learn how to play a little bit different style of basketball.
Not even Kyrie. We saw what KD did when he has one all-star point guard and nobody else. But nobody want to talk about that.
One shoot first point guard, too. Oh, Lord.
Nobody want to talk about, though.
Oh, Lord.
Nobody want to talk about. KD has already been with a shoot first all-star point guard.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap for what?
Is it?
If y'all had him, Porzingis, and Kyrie, we can talk a little bit.
We saw what happened when KD doesn't have 3 to 4 all-stars on his team. We saw what happened with that. And while we're on that same subject, people got to stop this whole KD's the best player in the world, et cetera,
et cetera. Hey, listen. I'll let y'all know when he's the best player. Y'all come call me, man. Y'all come hang out. I live in North Hollywood. I'll let y'all know. I will give y'all permission to say that. Until I say that, he ain't the best player in the world. My man pulled one groin muscle and still had an MVP season. LeBron James is like M. Night Shyamalan's Sixth Sense. Let me tell you why he's like that. Because after that, it was so great. It was so great. Now y'all say all M. Night movies is trash because if you just judged it based on movie for movie, it'd be different. But LeBron is the Sixth Sense, man. The shocking twist. It was unbelievable. It was M. Night's coming out party. Yep. And LeBron James has been, think about it. He's been the Sixth Sense for 16 years.
16 years and then threw on Unbreakable
and then
after
Unbreakable
that.
Hit you.
Just a beast.
It just does it. And then boom, hit you with Unbreakable. And then all of a sudden, hits you with The Village. You're like, oh, this dude's trash.
Cold part about it, LeBron's whole career, he's never been after Earth.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't never been lady in the water. He ain't been none of that. The thing is,
so LeBron, that's what I'm saying. He's been the sixth sense for 16 years. He's been Citizen Kane for 16 years. He's been in Session for 16 years. He's been Slumdog Millionaire, Titanic, Schindler's List for 16 years.
Interstellar, don't forget Interstellar.
Shout out to Interstellar. Yeah. He's been Endgame. Y'all get what I'm saying?
The thing is, like, one thing that everyone.
New York Knicks.
One thing everybody needs to really understand before we go anywhere, one thing you got to understand, everyone who keeps saying that LeBron James is no longer the best player in the league anymore, everyone who keeps saying that KD surpassed him, just as a fact, LeBron has more points, assists, and rebounds this year than KD and Kawhi. That's a fact.
That's nuts.
That is a fact. So everyone who keeps saying that KD, Kevin Durant, who's playing on a team that is winning without him.
Convincingly.
Is the best player in the world. Boy, if LeBron had a team that he could win where he could be out and then they could actually win. Man. What is that? 18 games, they went 6-12?
My goodness.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
LeBron James has been great since, like, my hairline was like down to here, fam.
LeBron James has been great since I had hair.
LeBron James is so great. Like, my hairline has receded. His great, like, it's been, bro, his most greatness. Like, this dude's great. I got gray hair. Man, listen, NBA playoffs is crazy, man. It's getting crazy. Yes, a whole lot of stories, a whole lot of things going on. I have the Raptors winning game two, I believe. If Kawhi is, I hope he didn't hit the wall.
Yeah.
If he hit the wall, they get swept.
Okay.
If he hits the wall, who do you think winning game two, and then who do you think's winning the first game in Jurassic Park, as they call it?
Trash. They need to change it to LeBron's house. Yeah, but game two is going to Milwaukee. Game three is going to Toronto. Yeah. That series is going six. Milwaukee's getting them up out of there.
Yeah, it's put like this. Things that are happening should happen, fam. This is the number one seed. You're the number one seed, so that means you're supposed to win.
For sure.
Like, people don't understand that. When you're the number one seed, you're supposed to win.
Supposed to win.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean it always happens, you know.
They're going to clean them up.
But yeah, they should dust them off. Like I said, if Kawhi hit the wall, they sweep them.
Yeah.
But with that being said, man, we're going to get up out of here, man. If I start talking about Rodney Hood again, man. And I'm telling you, they're going to trust me. They will come up in here and shut this show off. I just can't talk forever. They will shut. I'm telling you. They tell me to wrap it up. Spike Reed, man, please tell everybody where they can find you, man. You know what I mean? Twitter handle, Instagram, Snapchat, Snapfeed, whatever y'all want to be on.
Follow me on Instagram, Spike Reed, SPIKERDD. Spike Reed, we out here, baby. Let's get it next week.
Oh, yeah, man. Jenna was good. Jamie was good. Charlene was good. Chris was good. Boza was good. Stardrew was good. Everybody in the chat, I appreciate y'all, man. Listen to us rant for about 45 minutes. We're going to be here next week.
Likewise.
My boy David Bloom should be back in the building. It's going to be very interesting. C3's coming up in here. Ooh. Getting a young man's perspective, man. He's over here touring, living his best life, seeing all the most beautiful Jewish sights. Man, Evan T. Mac, Instagram, man, Twitter, man. Y'all got beat, man. Y'all want to tell me LeBron and Jamie are the best player in the world? Y'all find me on Twitter. Find him on Twitter. Find me on Instagram.
Give me in the comments. Give me in the comments. Really, and we'll talk.
Watch Game of Thrones, man.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.